The head of the network. Here's what he thought of Dawn of the Deadhead.
Looks like we won't be shooting that script anymore.
You mean we get to wing it? I just love to mad lib.
We made you a director because we thought you'd create a show with a little culture.
Do you have anything in mind?
No. I mean, yes? Disaster Piece Theater. It could work. You and your friends performing some of the finer literary classics.
The classics? They can't dump this on me! Oh, I think I need a vacation, babe. I'm under a ton of pressure.
Hey, I know you. You're Moby Dick.
No, just a remarkable rubber facsimile. And I prefer going by the proper form of the name, Moby Richard. The network has sent me to put some class into your act.
Blowhard.
What was that?
Blowhard.
I guess this means we're doing Moby Dick.
What do you mean, we, Paleface?
Oh, come on, Beetlejuice. Give it a chance. It's a whale of a tail.
Forget it! Whale of a tail. Good one, babe. There's nothing you can say that'll make me do it!
Two words. Big bucks.
Good evening. Tonight, Disaster Piece Theater is pleased to bring you one of literature's finest stories. Moby Dick. Introducing our director slash actor, Lydia Dietz. The wildly popular and incredibly versatile Beetlejuice as Captain Ahab. And 2,000 pounds of rubber and hot air playing the fish. And now, without further ado, we bring you Act One.
Good and tight.
Cut!
Sorry, Lydia, but we thought you sneezed.
That wasn't a sneeze. It was my character's name. It doesn't even sound like a sneeze.
But it would if you put more into it. Ishmael!
Good and tight!
Boy, this cold is really going around.
Okay, who's doing that? Can we just get on with this, please? And action! Call me Ishmael. A while back, when I was feeling pretty low, I decided to cheer myself up by setting off on an ocean adventure.
I'm ready when you are, babe.
Choose any path you like, but stay to one that leads you down to water. To the sea, where each person, as in a mirror, can find themselves.
Looking for me? Because I'm ready for my big entrance.
And so it was that I arrived in the town of New Bedford on a stormy Saturday late in the year 1841.
And that's when she met Captain Ahab!
No, it isn't! And what is that?
It's a peg leg, babe. Part of my costume.
I've seen peg legs before, and that definitely isn't one of them.
Is that true, Peg? If in fact that is your real name?
Beetlejuice? Don't come out until I give your cue.
You'll get no argument from me, Liz. I haven't got a peg leg to stand on.
That night, I met the friendly native, part-time headhunter and crack harpooner, Queequeg. And so it was that Queequeg and I signed on to sail aboard the Pequod. That day, we met our faithful shipmates, Mr. Starbuck, Mr. Flash,
and Captain Ahab!
Not yet.
Not yet! We're already halfway through this story, and you still haven't introduced the bad guy!
Sorry. This was Melville's way of creating dramatic tension.
Well, it worked. Only now I'm... too tense! You want tension? I got it! That hunk of blubber could destroy a whole city. Hey, metalhead. Get Orson Welles out here, will ya?
Can do, Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice, you can't rewrite a classic.
Why not? This'll be a smash. He could smash buildings and throw fits and... We can dub all the dialogue in later.
It's Bobby Dick.
Sorry, Beetlejuice, but the whale won't come out of his trailer.
I told you to make that door wider.
Moby's not stuck. He just refuses to do the scene your way.
He what? Well, we'll just see about that. Oh, luckily, I have just the right key. Okay, you overstuffed sardine! Do the scene my way or it's the highway!
Might I remind you that I am an actor, and actors do not smash cities. We generally leave that kind of thing to hacks like yourself.
A hack! A hack!
Nasty cough. Sounds like that cold is getting worse.
I'm just trying to make a point!
Great Scott! Get that thing away from me!
What's the matter? Can't you take a little needling? Afraid I'll burst your bubble?
This man is a lunatic. I quit!
It's gone away. Guess I was just too sharp for him.
Nice going, Pinhead. How can we do Moby Dick without a whale?
That's the beauty of it, babes. We can't, but it's just as well. The story's a classic, all right. A classic snooze fest.
Come on.
Huh?
It's time I told you the facts of fiction.
What?
This book may be called Moby Dick, but it's your character that made it a classic. Captain Ahab's obsession for revenge made him one of the great villains of literature.
Obsession is good. And revenge is even better. So what's got Ahab so bent out of shape?
The white whale. As the story goes, Ahab attacked Moby Dick on a previous journey and lost his leg because of it.
You mean Moby ate it? Now I get it. Ahab just wants to get even. Talk about your prime character motivation.
So what's next, Lydia? Without Moby Richard, we can't finish the show.
We'll have to go after him and calm him down.
Oh, we're going after him, all right. But not to calm him down. For what he called me, I'm gonna string him up! I know you're all dead, Ben. But look alive! We're going after Moby Richard!
Beetlejuice, you're missing the whole point of the story! Revenge is wrong! Leave Moby Richard alone!
Leave him alone? Why, I'll chase him around the Horn, and around Good Hope, and around the Norway Maelstrom before I give him up! Whoa, powerful stuff! This Ahab can really grow on a guy! Yeah! Yeah! We're going to get Moby Richard, even if it kills us!
Beetlejuice is not himself.
He's turned into Cap Mayhem. Oh, we're trapped at sea with a lunatic.
It's like the story is coming true. What will happen to us when BJ runs into Moby Richard?
Well, in the book, Moby runs into us. And only one of us survives.
Oh! What do you do when you see a whale, man?
Huh? You squeal on him?
Give that fat man a cigar! You're to look for a white whale, men. A whale as bloated and as pale as your Aunt Effie, stretched out on Miami Beach.
Aunt Effie, Miami Beach.
There'll be a big reward in it for the one what spots him first. You see this Spanish gold coin? Well, it's peanuts compared to this!
Beetlejuice, you can't come up with that kind of money.
I'd give anything to get me hands on Moby Richard. Money isn't important!
He is sick! Take five, everybody!
Take five? Take none! We've got a whale to tail!
Beetlejuice, we're just making a movie!
Get back to your post!
Excuse me, but I'm the director. I call the shots around here. The head of the network said so.
There is one head of the network and one captain over the Pequod. And that's me, see? Now get back to your work before I have you keel-hauled.
Huh?
Batten down the hatches! Scrub the deck! Raise the mainsail or I'll lower the boom! You call that scrubbing? Put your back into it! That's more like it.
Yeah, you've got to talk to Beetlejuice. He's gone too far.
He's got us scrubbing the ship from top to bottom.
I can vouch for that! Ship ahoy!
That's Captain Kidder, but he's a little early for his scene. Ahoy, Captain Kidder!
Ahoy, Lydia! We just blew in from the Dead Sea, and boy, are my lungs tired.
He's such a kidder. Anything wrong, Captain?
You bet your booty there is. Ginger's fallen overboard, and she's lost at sea.
Jumping jalapenos! Well, we gotta corral that little hoofer.
Before the sandworms do.
All right, we have to work fast. Flubbo, turn the ship around. Shot, you call the network. We're stopping the show to look for Ginger.
Delay that last order!
Beetlejuice, you've gotta be kidding!
Leave the kitten to Captain Kidder and leave Moby Richard to me.
But Ginger's in trouble. We've gotta help her.
Sorry! Too busy! Let's blow this sandbar! We're wasting time!
Oh my gosh! Beetlejuice is totally lost in his character! What next?
There he blows! A white whale spouting lines off the starboard bow!
I had to ask.
Whether it is nobler to suffer the slings and arrows of...
Moby!
Outrageous idiots!
It's mine. All mine.
And you've earned it, son. Here, let me hold that for you.
Thanks.
All right, whale. I'm giving you 5 seconds to cough up my leg, or we're coming out a harpooning.
Run for it, Moby. Beetlejuice's captor is taking him over.
Wonderful. Another method actor. Or should I say, actor.
That does it. Man the whaleboat!
Beetlejuice, don't! You'll sink us all!
Hello?
Hi, it's Lydia. We've got a real emergency out here. Beetlejuice has gone berserk!
We know, and the boss loves it.
But if we don't stop this, someone's gonna get hurt. You've got to pull the showstopper right now!
Oh, I don't think so. We have a contract. If Moby doesn't sink you, we will! Ciao!
Such an infantile attempt on my person.
Oh, yeah? Well, it's time to pull out the big gun!
Stand back. He's got a short fuse. Ready, aim, fire!
Nice shot, men! We really stuck it to him! Exit stage left! There's nothing to fear, men! He's nothing but hot air! You can't lick 'em. Break 'em.
Uh-oh.
Ramming speed!
You've dented my ship! Ah! From Heckheart, I stab at thee. For hate's sake, I spit my last breath at thee!
How naive. I'm much too big a star to be injured by your inept barbs.
Oh, yeah? Then it's time I deflated your ego!
No, no, not that!
Let him go!
And then the ship slipped beneath the waves, and I was alone. In time, I spotted a sail in the distance. The great shroud of the sea rolled on as it rolled 5,000 years ago over the Pequod, her crew, and Moby Dick. Only I have escaped to tell thee. The drama is done.
Cut! That's a wrap!
Got it!
Good! That ought to satisfy the network. Hello, Captain Kidder? Any luck finding Ginger? What about Beetlejuice?
No, huh? All right, keep looking.
Give up, windbag!
Aren't you taking this role a little too seriously?
I sure hope somebody finds me soon. I'm on my last leg.
Wouldn't you know it? She needs my help. Talk about your dramatic irony. What'll I do? Save Ginger. Clobber Moby. Save Ginger. Clobber Moby. Oh, I can't decide. I'm completely torn. What's there to decide? Forget about Ginger and fillet Moby Dick. Boy. Lydia was right. You are nuts. Sorry, Ahab, but it's time for you and me to split. Yeah! Hey, Sambray, this butte of ours is getting tired, know what I mean? So why don't we stop throwing up walls between us before one of us gets hurt? Oops, too late.
Huh? Hero, you gave up Moby Richard to save my life.
I know. Don't rub it in.
And there you have it. The stirring conclusion to one of literature's finest tales. This has been Disaster Piece Theater. Good night, and have a good snooze.
What a television experience! The ratings will go through the roof!
Ratings? Bah! How about my Lemmy Award-winning performance? Speaking of which, where's my big bucks, Boob Tube?
Oh, yes, a deal is a deal. Here's your big bucks.
Literal translation. You know I hate it.
I'm really proud of you, Beetlejuice. Letting Moby go to save Ginger was really something.
Hey, I didn't do it because I like the little arachnid.
Oh, well, of course not.
I mean, who wants to wind up like Ahab? I may be a deadhead, Liz, but I'm not brainless.
Says you.
Okay, that does it. I'm flattening this kipper. I'm flailing this whale. He's seafood. He's fish sticks. He's Mr.